The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
I'm a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's a beautiful day, and it's time for Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. So happy to have such a gorgeous day ahead of us, and we got somebody gorgeous in the studio.
Oh,
Dr. Rebecca Gibbons is here.
Good morning.
With Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're here.
Yes, happy to be here and talk about the clinic and answer any questions that we may get. So, yeah.
All right. Well, if you have a question for anything about acupuncture, holistic healing, those kinds of topics, all you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. And I know that Dr. Gibbons will do everything she can to answer your questions. So right off the bat, maybe let's talk about the clinic itself, how you got started. Because what I think is unique about you is that you have a holistic background, but you also have a Western medicine background, which I think really can make a big difference for someone's treatment plan.
Yeah. Being an RN for over 20 years, and being in the hospitals for about 16 years, I learned what works and what doesn't, and where the loopholes in Western medicine is. At the clinic, I started the clinic because we help people that are tired of being in pain, tired of being dismissed, just, plainly tired. So we see people that have peripheral neuropathy, a lot of chronic conditions like chronic pain, fibromyalgia, infertility issues, and even a lot of women's health issues. Or even, people have gone to every specialist and they don't get an answer. They just get another opinion and they don't get any results. So we're very, and me myself as a practitioner, is very results driven. We want to get to more of the root of the problem, not just put a Band-Aid over the problem. Just like a tree, the roots go deep. We've got to figure out what the root is and, not just break a branch off and expect for that disease part to be fixed or healed. So, we work with a lot of patients that come in. Again, they're sick of everything, of going to specialists and medications and surgeries that, may or may have not worked. And they just want some kind of relief.
So when you talk about that relief, can you explain the process of acupuncture and how that works? Because I think most of us know something to do with needles.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? And, but it's much more than that.
Yeah.
And it's also been around, 3,000
years? About 3,000 years.
Yeah.
And acupuncture comes from Eastern medicine or traditional Chinese medicine, which is a medical system, actually. So acupuncture is just a piece of that. So we use acupuncture primarily as the foundation for treatment. But when we're diagnosing, it's a little bit different than Western medicine. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we listen to the patient and touch the patient, make sure, is it hurting here? What is going on here? So we look at the patient as a holistic, as a person, and not just a body part. So, and that's just the way holistic medicine works. So acupuncture is a piece of that. It's not just needles. It's diagnosing the patient and knowing where to place the needles so we can treat the root problem and the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
After we place the needles and you're relaxing for about 25 or 30 minutes, and then we take the needles out. There is typically no downtime after treatment. We don't change medications. We don't change activity level, and we talk about that. We also talk about what you're doing on the outside as well, because we hold you accountable, but, we also want to make sure that we're going in the right direction And we want to meet you where you're at as well.
Mm-hmm. So when you are applying the needles, what does that do? Explain a little bit, because I'm fascinated by this.
Yeah.
The electrical system is kind of the idea behind it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I look at it as, and I was a neurology and neurosurgeon nurse for many years. And so when we place the needles in, and they do not go in that deep or anything like that. And
you can hardly feel it. I've had acupuncture in the past, and it's not an unpleasant
And it
experience.
Should not be painful. It should be relaxing because it does work on the nervous system. So many of us are in that fight or flight, probably 23 out of 24 hours, you know, of the day. And so what it does is calm the body down and kicks it into more of that parasympathetic nervous system, which is the relaxation. That's when the systems start to heal and start to work. Because when we're running from the tiger all day and we're, you know, in that fight or flight, our body produces cortisol. It produces, you know, all these stress hormones that after a while, what does stress do? It breaks down. It, you know, if anybody, you know, has a car or anything like that, it's, you know, stress on a car and not getting the oil change or the radiator fluid or whatever. I'm not a car person, but
close enough. You know, get the idea.
You know, you have to take your car in every so often to get it tuned up and to adjust it, to change the tires. And I think a lot of people just keep on running on empty for so long. And then there's an expectation of like, okay, here's a shot, here's a pill, here's whatever. But it takes some time to, you know, regenerate and help. So when the needles go in, it calms the body and gives it that ability to heal. But then it also produces specific, like neurotransmitters, the feel good, you know, the dopamine, the serotonin, and those are natural things that we have in our body. But because of the constant stress, whether it be pain, you know, autoimmune diseases, migraines, or anything like that, the body gets it's in dysfunction, and so it just is just trying to survive. And that's what I think a lot of us are doing. You know, we're just trying to get through, survive. But really, you know, our clinic, we kind of preach, you know, life is meant to live, not just to survive. And you want to take back that control of your life. You don't want the diagnosis to control you.
So when they do that, then it's almost to me, it seems like it's reconnecting those electrical systems that in a way in our bodies have been just I guess kind of cut off because of stress.
Yes.
Because I think I had a conversation with some friends recently about it seems like we're all living now. What's normal is this high level of stress.
Yes.
All the time. Because we never disconnect. We never have a chance to disconnect from our phones, from our computers, and we're on the go all the time. And so this is a chance to get to the root of the problem instead of just, you know, taking a pill or doing something that's not really getting down to getting your body back in sync.
Exactly. And then when you are in pain or you are feeling, you know, depressed because of pain, or you are having, you know, hormonal changes or autoimmune, where you're fatigued, you're in pain, you're sitting there. And then, like you said, we don't disconnect because we don't want to feel that pain. We don't want to, you know, like really do something about it because we're so used to it.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're, you know, looking on Facebook or looking at news and looking at this. So then that even creates more stress in our body, because when we're stressed, the brain will help, you know, really trigger something. Oh, we're going to produce these hormones, even though we're just sitting here in our lazy chair, like trying to relax, but we can't. It's like our brain and our body are like two separate mechanisms.
Disconnected in a way.
They're so just, and that's a phrase like that's, you know, overused sometimes, but it's the truth, because our brain is producing, it's seeing stress or it's feeling stress from pain or autoimmune issues. And so it's producing stress hormones. And it's just like this horrible snowball effect.
Right. Talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. She is the owner of Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And she is an expert on acupuncture and holistic healing. So if you would like to ask her a question, maybe you've got something that's been bothering you and you're curious, would acupuncture help this? Text your question in at 850-437-1620. And you do have some other therapies that you use at the clinic as well. Maybe we can talk about that too.
Yeah. So I do incorporate some Western therapies as well. So there is O3 regenerative therapy, which helps when we see people with allergies or migraines, especially with the weather changing. We're seeing more head, like cold allergies, migraines. Even though summer is supposed to be less stressful, like you said before, a lot of times, you know, the stress just keeps on going. So it exacerbates a lot of autoimmune issues as well. And then when we see, so anyway, just going back to the O3, sorry, I'm kind of going off, but the O3 regenerative therapy helps. It's an antibacterial, it's an antiviral, and it helps inflammation in the body too, especially anything that's going on in the head.
So how does it work? What is it mean?
So it is, it's like an antioxidant. So we have a nasal cannula, and we place that on during treatment. And then because it is, it helps with the immune system and the inflammation, we pair it with the acupuncture. So then it's kind of you get a two-in-one
treatment. Double whammy.
Yes. Yeah.
So, to get that rid of that stress.
Yeah. So if it's appropriate for the patient and they qualify for that, then, you know, we pair it. And then we also have a microcurrent, and that helps. It's kind of like a TENS pads, and it's at a low level, and it works at a cellular level. And, you know, for all the biology buffs, it works on the mitochondria to produce more ATP, which is the energy center of the cells. Because a lot of times, you know, with constant stress, pain, medications, the certain cells, like the nerve cells or the heart cells or the brain cells, they become, you know, not as effective. Mm-hmm. They're not communicating with each other. So this helps to get that back, to get the communication in the body.
I find all of it fascinating, yeah. And if I'm in pain and I've gone to my regular physician, and then I find they're saying to me things like, well, you know, you're just getting older, or this is, and so this is a possibility to attack it from a different direction and get to the root of the problem.
Yes, and they have, I mean, it's amazing how many times, I hear it daily, like my doctor said, there's nothing that else that they can do, or we're just going to up the medications, especially things like chronic conditions, like chronic pain and peripheral neuropathy. I mean, if I hear, we see so many people with peripheral neuropathy, they're like, okay, I'm on this dose of gabapentin, or they changed me to Lyrica, or they changed me to an antidepressant. And then a lot of our patients are fall risks as well. Plus you add on these medications, and it's like, okay, we're just...
No, it's making it worse rather than better, really.
Yes, but it takes away the pain. But again, it's just kind of Band-Aid medicine. And with any nerve issues, kind of, you know, going back to what you were saying about the electrical system, we help to regenerate the nerves. The acupuncture and the different therapies that we use help to regenerate the nerves. Can't promise to 100%, but we slow down the progression, and then also can help with the symptoms. I have many patients, especially with that have gone through cancer treatments like radiation or chemotherapy, and they're like, now I made it through cancer and I'm in remission, but now I can't pick up things because my fingers and my hands are all tingly and numb, and my feet, I can't walk. And so they were very independent, and they feel like, okay, now I've made it through this big hump, but now I have these other symptoms. So we also work with a lot of post-cancer, or even during, if you're getting treatment during your fight against cancer. So it's a great way to complement also Western medicine, and for people to be able to do both, or just do, you know, one after the other.
And you mentioned before that it also can help possibly with the fertility process.
Yes.
So you do have some women that you work with on that?
Yes. yes. We actually had another, you know, we love to celebrate our wins because we actually had another positive pregnancy test with a woman that's been trying to get pregnant for over a year. So,
that's exciting. That's great.
Yeah. So, and then it's not just, okay, helping women get pregnant and stay, but then it's staying pregnant because a lot of women have issues, you know, with miscarriage after, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. And so it's developing a plan so the woman is healthy and she has healthy children and a healthy baby. And even we see women after they give birth because you're depleted completely.
Right.
And talk about brain fog, right?
Right.
You don't have,
yes.
You know, you don't have your wits about you or about anything and you don't get any sleep and everything. So sometimes you need that tune up or that recharge. And we have women that come in just for that, just to kind of get them back to, and their bodies back too, and their energy back and all that.
So if you just join us, talking to Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, she is the owner of Pensacola's Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. So if I'm listening to the show this morning, I'm thinking, maybe I will check that out. How do I get in touch with you?
Yeah.
And what does it involve? If I've never been to you before, how do we decide what's good for me? What happens when I come to see you? And how can I get a hold of you?
Right. Yeah. So you can go to our website. It's awpensacola.com. And it has a lot of the different things that we treat. You know, it has, of course, about me and everything. Because a lot of that being treated, having that trust, we want to develop that trust. And so I will sit down with you. We call to schedule a consultation, and then we sit down for about 30 minutes, go over your patient health history. What have you tried? What's working? How severe? Has anything worked? And then I want to really delve deep what's been going on. I want to get a big picture of you know, okay, you have arm pain, but you're not just an arm. What else has been going on and everything like that? So, and then after that, then I'll be able to tell you, okay, it looks like we're going to need about this many treatments. It's going to take this long. We may need some more treatments after, but with my experience, I'm usually able to tell you, okay, this is what it is. So we're up front with what the plan is going to be. We'll write out a plan for you, give it to you. And then if you decide to go forward with treatment, we can typically get you in the first day or that day, or we can schedule you, you know, the next week or whenever you're able to start. So my biggest thing is I want people to know what their options are. And if they're a good fit for me and if, you know, I'm a good fit for them, because I'm, you know, not for everybody. I do expect you to show up.
Oh, come on, Doc.
I do, you know, push you a little bit because sometimes people need that. You know, they need to be held accountable and show up, because when you don't feel good, you don't want to show up.
That's true.
So we make the clinic as inviting as possible, as comfortable as possible, and relaxing, because you need to relax when you get treatment.
So we do have a listener just sent in a question, and it said, it's kind of funny. It says, I know this probably can't be helped by acupuncture, but what about fatigue?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then you just said, I'm too tired to show up.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if we can help with that, but you got to show up, even if you have the fatigue.
We don't have drivers to get you, but, you know. So fatigue, yes, because there are so many different reasons why fatigue. Fatigue is a very blanket, you know, diagnosis, chronic fatigue and that stuff. So we want to make sure find out where that's coming from. So acupuncture can help different supplements or herbal medicines that we use for fatigue.
There's nothing worse than getting what was supposed to be a good night's sleep and you wake up tired.
Yeah.
And you're fatigued before you even start. And there's no quote unquote reason for it.
Yeah.
That's got to be the worst.
Yeah. And then, because sometimes people sleep, they feel like they did get a good sleep, but they might have been really restless. Again, the nervous system is always going. All of our systems are going, but we need to kick you back into that parasympathetic mode so you can get that deep REM sleep. And yes, we deal with so much fatigue because a lot of people have underlying issues from mm-hmm. that. And then if you go to your Western doctor, they're like, okay, well, sleep more or, you know, right. take some iron or whatever.
Or here's
a
sleeping pill.
Yes, or here's a sleeping pill, which makes you maybe feel even worse mm-hmm. or doesn't help. So we've helped a lot of people that have insomnia, but also fatigue, you know. But again, I would need to go deeper into what's going on underneath.
Are there any age restrictions as far as children go or seniors or in people in the middle?
No. So, and that's a good question because that's something that I didn't mention with the consultation. So if I feel like I'm not able to help you, you know, I will be upfront with you. I'm not going to say, oh, let's just try it and see if it works. I'll be upfront with you. There are things that are a little bit more difficult and we may only get 40-50% improvement while other things are like, oh yeah, no problem. 80% we can get improvement. So there's certain things that I will tell you, okay, this is how it's going to be. We might get this. If you're willing to try, I'm willing to try. But for ages, I have treated the youngest 5 years old.
Oh,
and
no
then,
kidding. That
yes,
young. Okay.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of kids, especially these days, with digestive issues.
Oh, sure.
And even that young with anxiety and ADHD and ADD. There's a lot of different things that are becoming more common. Even diabetes, you know, we're seeing it younger and younger. And then my oldest patient is now, he just turned 104.
Oh my goodness.
So yes. So yeah, we were seeing him for neuropathy because he wants to keep driving. So
he's driving at 104. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
So if acupuncture is the reason,
right.
I'm signing up today.
Yeah, he consistently comes. He can still walk. He still has his wits about him. I mean, he's cognitively intact and everything.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's done the work. That's for sure.
Typically, how long is the treatment plan? Is it really just depend on the person or is it 1 week, several weeks?
And it depends on age, how long it's been, if it's acute, if it's chronic, and it can be a couple of weeks. It can be maybe I just see you once a week for a few times and mm-hmm. then you're like, I'm good. But typically a lot of our patients we're seeing 2 to 5 months or 2 to 6 months. Fertility patients, I typically will see them 3 to 6 months because it takes time for the body's hormones to change and for the egg quality to improve. Mm-hmm. And then especially for anything neuropathy or chronic pain, it takes a while to heal that, but also to disrupt the loop, the pain loop between that body part and the area of the brain that stores that pain.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to look at that whole loop, not just the body part.
I understand. Okay, one question came in. What about the cost? And mm-hmm. do you cover Medicare? Does Medicare cover it?
Unfortunately, Medicare, they will do so many treatments for low back pain.
Mm-hmm.
We can provide a super bill or any codes or anything that you are needing to send in a claim. But typically, a lot of different insurances we're out of network with,
mm-hmm.
so you'd have to ask your insurance company. Because
TRICARE, they also asked about TRICARE.
TRICARE, yeah, that's another one that unfortunately we're out of network with.
Okay.
So, but we do have patients that do provide, we provide them super bills, and so the patient can get reimbursed back.
Mm-hmm.
But we are typically out of pocket. For most of our patients, but some patients have really good policies and you know, insurance policies change and mm-hmm. all the time.
It's hard to say. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what about just a general price range on this? Like, what is the initial consultation?
Initial consultation, it's $30, but for the summer, we are waiving that.
Oh,
so
great.
Yeah, just call and say you heard us on the radio and then we'll waive.
Okay.
The fee, so.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. She's the owner and practitioner at the Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. So we're just about out of time. I can't believe it already. So if you could just give us your contact information again.
So you can give us a call at 850-530-1028 or look us up at awpensacola.com. And we are on North 9th Avenue, just south of Creighton, near the Sunny's Barbecue. And so,
there you go.
Yeah. So, and then of course, just give us a call and we'll set you up with a consultation and then we can go from there.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. With that website one more time.
awpensacola.com.
Okay. And the phone number, we got a little bit of time.
Yep.
Phone number.
850-530-1028 and 6706 North 9th Avenue.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Rebecca Gibbons has been here with us this morning talking about acupuncture and wellness of Pensacola. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.